Welcome to Union City Radio for Friday, June 26th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Last week, 2.2 million workers applied for unemployment benefits. This is the 14th week in a row that initial unemployment claims have been more than twice the worst week of the Great Recession. And things are not really improving. After a peak on May 9th, claims declined somewhat, but they've increased in the latest data, nearly back to the peak, and are more than 29 million above where they were a year ago. This data is from the Economic Policy Institute, which says that policymakers need to act decisively to fight this recession and set our economy up for a strong recovery, which EPI says will not happen without substantial additional fiscal aid. Federal lawmakers also need to provide massive federal aid to state and local governments. Without it, says EPI, 5.3 million workers in the public and private sector will likely lose their jobs by the end of 2021. Find out more at epi.org. For the latest labor events listings, go to dclabor.org and click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1894, members of the American Railway Union, led by Eugene V. Debs, refused to handle Pullman cars in solidarity with Pullman strikers. Two dozen strikers were killed over the course of the strike. Today's labor quote is by Emma Goldman, women's rights activist and radical, born in Lithuania on June 27, 1869. She came to the U.S. at age 17. Emma Goldman, who said, "When we can't dream any longer, we die." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. If you're looking to buy or refinance your home, it's more important than ever that your mortgage gives you peace of mind. Every Union Plus mortgage offers financial hardship assistance in times of disability, layoff, lockout, and other eligible income loss. Find out more at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the Union, oh, yeah, the Union.